The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. There was an advertisement I saw a bunch of years ago, and it said, "Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy salted caramel," and that's basically the same thing, which is kind of cute. But even if it's true, how long does a happiness last? It lasts until you get to the bottom of the bag. I heard a story about a rock star from the 70s. Won't tell you who, don't want to distract you. But a rocker and a roller from the 70s who spiraled into a deep depression when people stopped listening to his music. Music styles changed. People moved on. And his records ended up in the discount rack, and he went into the deepest depression, almost took his own life. Question, was he happy? It was for a little while, until the cultural winds began to shift. But here's the thing, anybody can be happy for a little while. Anybody can do that, no matter what you believe. You know, they say if you want to be happy for an hour, take a nap. You want to be happy for a day? Go shopping. You want to be happy for a week? Take a vacation. But what if you want a state of happiness that you can't lose, ever? Well, that's what the Beatitudes are all about. Now, there's one disclaimer I should always add when talking about the Beatitudes. People treat the Beatitudes like they treat the commandments. They think that the Beatitudes are a to-do list. Please understand, they're not. They are a description of a heart converted to the Lord. And as far as we're talking about today, they're a description of a happiness that you cannot lose. Now, we hear this, blessed are you, and blessed are you, and blessed are you who weep, and blessed are you, and they, blessed, 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 doesn't mean much to you. What does blessed mean? Here's the idea that Jesus wants to get across. It's a state of well-being that can't be lost, because it's not dependent on external circumstances. The Greek word is makarios. They're trying to describe a state of well-being. Imagine a quiet, gentle joy that's always there. It's there when you're sick, just as much as it's there when you're healthy. It's there when the stocks go down, just as much as when the stocks go up. It's there when the light is red, just as much as when the light is green. It's there when you're in prison, just as much as when you're free. It's there when people like you, and it's there when people use your name as the butt of a joke. But that's the whole point. It's something that can't be lost. Now, here we hear the Beatitudes from the Gospel of Luke. You might be a bit of a scripture scholar and realize there's another set of Beatitudes, and those are the ones we were used to hearing. They come from the Gospel of Matthew. Luke's Beatitude is a little bit different. First of all, they're shorter. Matthew says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Luke just says, "Blessed are the poor." Right? Secondly, there's only four of them. In the Matthew's Beatitudes, there's eight of them. But the biggest difference between Luke's and Matthew's Beatitudes is that Luke's Beatitudes are followed by woes. Woe to you who are rich, and woe to you who are filled, and woe to you who laugh. And here's the kicker. They are 100% the opposite of what you would imagine happiness would entail. If I could say, what would make you happy? You'd say, well, can I be rich? Can I laugh? And can everybody speak well of me? And can I be filled? Jesus says, woe to you when they say that. And if you want to be sad, what would be the recipe for that? Well, poor, hungry, weeping, insulted. Jesus says, blessed are you. The absolute opposite. You know the point of that is to show us that this is something that isn't dependent on anything else than from God. Now, is that possible? Jesus says, leap for joy on that day. Is that just figurative language? Is that just deliberate exaggeration? I mean, the Gospels all talk about happiness in the future. You know, I'll be happy when, I'll be happy in heaven. I know. But is any of this possible now, here, today? And the answer is a mysterious yes. But it grows stronger and stronger the closer you draw to the Lord. I think you wouldn't even be here today if you didn't already know that. Showing up at 12:15 on a Wednesday. Showing up at the middle of the day for a Mass. But your happiness is really one thing and one thing only. It's the beatific vision. It's the vision of God in heaven. That's what you were made for. But you can know that more and more and more. It becomes like a foretaste, even right here in this life. The closer you draw to the Lord. And that's the secret of the saints. That's where you see, for example, the apostles, scourged and beaten by the Sanhedrin, who walk away rejoicing that they've been judged worthy of mistreatment for the sake of the name of Christ. Rejoicing. Would you do that? Just think about it. That's the story of St. Lawrence. He was grilled on an open flame, put to death, cracking jokes as he died. That's the story of St. Cecilia. Everybody knows St. Cecilia is patron saint of music. A lot of people don't know the reason why. The reason is because she was singing God's praises as they martyred her. Can you imagine? Not cursing, not crying out for help, not saying, I want an attorney. Singing God's praises. What was their secret? The Beatitudes. And there's one more I'd like to share with you. You might like this. Something I stumbled across just the other day. Here's a letter from a man whose cause for canonization is open. His name is Father Joseph Mueller, and he was executed in prison by the Germans in World War II. Now picture this. 30 minutes from now, they're going to carry you off, hands tied behind your back, to a guillotine, and they're going to lop off your head. This is what he wrote 30 minutes before he died. He wrote a letter to his bishop and to his parishioners, and he said, Dear bishop and parishioners, this is my last earthly greeting written from my cell. What shall I say in these circumstances? I'm going home to the Father's house, and my heart is filled with joy. It's now 11:30. In 1 hour, I shall be in the Father's house. I leave you so far as this earth goes, but nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. As I bid you farewell, my countenance is glowing with gratitude. Like St. John, I go forth with the blessing of grace. Blessed be Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Written on the 10th day of September, 1944, 30 minutes before he was executed. God is closer to us when times are hard. And the more you belong to Christ, the less you'll need anyone to convince you of that. Like Paul said in our first reading, you've been raised with Christ. Let's do as he says and seek the things that are above.